I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
What is it that you saw or observed as you traveled around and were speaking that led you to say, hey, this is the next subject for my book?
Well, I think it was, you know, I say it's probably the book that I couldn't write before now because I was still probably gripped by the power of shame in certain areas of my life. But it has been the single biggest issue of my life. And I figure if it's been that big a struggle for me, then it's bound to be for a lot of other women as well. And, you know, I've been doing women's ministry for 25 years and everything always fundamentally comes back to women feeling like I'm just not enough. I'm just, you know, whatever that might be. I'm not thin enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough. I'm not talented enough. I'm not gifted enough. I'm not enough. And I think, you know, society puts that on us. Our past history puts that on us. And more often than not, we actually put our voice in our own head actually tells us that more than anybody else.
Well, and your new book kind of offers hope for those of us who do struggle with that fear that we're not enough, and those of us who feel that we have kind of something to prove, a constant need to prove. So take me back to when these feelings kind of started to rustle in you, in your life.
I can never not remember a time when I wasn't gripped by some form of shame. And I think, obviously, you know, some would say for me that's self-explanatory. You know, I was left in a hospital, abandoned when I was born. I was sexually abused for a lot of years. And growing up, you know, a daughter of immigrants in a country that sort of at the time was not that open to it. And in a culture where women were quite marginalized. I think I always knew I didn't quite fit in anywhere well because I just never was all of what other people had hoped that I would be, I guess, in many ways. So I knew I always had this feeling of make sure that I kind of hide part of myself, whether that was hiding the abuse that was happening because of shame, whether that was hiding my ethnicity because it wasn't well accepted, hiding the fact that I know in the book I talk a lot even just about the fact that I loved books and I loved reading and I loved academic study, but I grew up in a culture where a woman was never encouraged to do those sort of things. So I found that I was always minimizing who I was because, you know, I didn't want to handle the rejection that came with that. And I think the nature of shame, apart from obviously is that fundamental feeling of unworthiness, is that you hide. I mean, right back from, you know, the Garden of Eden, I find it really fascinating that in Genesis 2:25, the thing that the Lord said about Adam and Eve is that Adam and Eve were naked and they were unashamed. I mean, they knew no shame. They felt no shame, depending what version you read. But you go, isn't it interesting that God says they felt no shame? He could have said they felt no joy, they felt no anger, they felt no peace, but he used the word shame because then right in the very next verse, first verse of chapter 3, we enter the fall where, you know, Adam and Eve, the Lord comes out and he says, Adam, where are you? And he says, I was naked, afraid, and so I hid. And I think ever since that's what we've done is that the fear, the shame triggers fear. Fear makes us hide. And instead of running to God to become all that we're created to be, we run from him and we minimize and we hide. And we're scared that if anyone really finds out what we're really like or what we've really done or what's really going on inside, they're not going to like us. They're not going to accept us. They're not going to include us. And so we spend most of our life on this earth hiding rather than flourishing.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.